This is the Grow Your Mind podcast, a show where kids teach kids how to take care of their mental health and learn ways to be resilient. But for now, let's kick it off with...
Boggle your brain!
Hey listeners, did you know our brain can look just as active when you're sleeping as when you're awake? See, sleeping is when we do all our filing, sorting, and clearing of mental rubbish, so to speak. Our brains must be pretty neat and organized because we spend about a third of our lives sleeping. That's roughly 25 years.
Holy guacamole!
Oh no! I think I've slept too much and over-organized things in my brain. This place is totally empty.
Hey listeners, this episode you'll hear a story about a king and a ring and an important thing. Oh, and newsflash, there are sharks and dolphins swimming around in your brain.
Hey, I've been wondering, why is it that even after a really awesome day, if my parents ask me, "How was your day?" I usually share all of the really terrible and unjust things that I think happened. Like, ugh, I had the worst maths lesson. Or, the canteen ran out of my favorite juice. Or, Miss Thea was super cranky. Hey!
It's because of your inbuilt negativity bias.
My negativity bus? I had no idea I had a bus. Or that it was negative. But that doesn't surprise me.
No, I said negativity bias. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think humans are still kicking around on planet Earth thousands and thousands of years on? Well, think back to when you were a cave person, when you went down to the river to catch a fish and watched in awe as the sun rose. You couldn't wait to get back to the cave and grunt about it to your family. But suddenly, a saber-toothed tiger ambushed you, and things went from ah to ah! Now, what do you think you reported back to everyone?
Don't go fishing and just get cave delivery?
Exactly. We reported the negative experience because our brains are just built that way. It helped us to survive.
Cool, but I don't get how telling my parents about the canteen running out of juice instead of giving them a replay of my awesome handball game is helping me survive.
Aha! You are spot on, my friend. Negativity bias helps us to survive, but it doesn't help us to thrive.
Well, what can we do about it if our brains are just built that way?
I've got one word for you.
Positivity bias?
That's two words. The word I am looking for is gratitude.
I am all over gratitude. I'm thankful for clean water, a roof over my head, my school, my wonderful teachers, the clouds.
Sorry. That's not going to work.
Why not?
Because you're just kind of listing things and not really and truly feeling thankful for them.
Right.
What do you really and truly feel thankful for? Take today. What are some good things that happened to you?
Well, I got to be a part of this podcast. I had a great night's sleep and now I'm in a good mood.
You see, gratitude helps us challenge our shark thoughts and create more dolphin thoughts.
Did you just say shark thoughts?
Yeah. Shark thoughts are unhelpful. They hurt you and can make you feel bad. Dolphin thoughts are the opposite. They are helpful and make you feel positive. Our thoughts aren't facts. So if we're having a thought that's particularly unhelpful, we call it a shark thought. And we can try and change it into a dolphin thought.
Can you give me an example?
Okay, so it's supposed to rain later today, which means sport's going to be cancelled.
Oh man, that sucks. I love sport.
See? That's a shark thought. Sure, it is a shame sport's cancelled, but we still get to play games inside and the plants really need that rain.
Hey, I think I'm beginning to get this. Let's hear from the experts about their shark and dolphin thoughts and the kind of things they're grateful for.
Let's take it to the experts.
What are you most grateful for?
My family.
I'm grateful for my friends.
Family, food and my dog.
A proper education, the ocean.
I'm grateful for my class,
ice cream.
That my mum makes really amazing meals for me every night and every morning.
Having somewhere to sleep.
Can you
you describe what gratitude feels like?
Gratitude to me feels like a massive weight lifted off my shoulders.
Makes me feel content with what I have and not always needing more and more.
Gratitude feels like a big warm bubble inside my chest and all glowing and golden.
Gratitude makes me feel relaxed.
Gratitude makes me feel like everything's perfect.
It makes me feel like someone cares about me and I really feel it in my heart.
Gratitude makes me feel generally fuzzy.
When do you practice gratitude?
We practice gratitude in school with the class, and some people say what they were grateful for.
In bed just before I go to sleep, I reflect on my day.
At night before bed.
Every 2 weeks, we have a family meeting and we take turns at saying what we're grateful for each member of the family.
I reflect to myself before I go to bed.
At night, I practice gratitude by thinking about 3 things I was grateful for that day and writing my gratitude diary.
During dinner, everybody in my family says what they're grateful for.
How do you think feeling grateful can change the way you act towards others?
If you're grateful for something that happened, then maybe you might feel more happy, so then you would be nicer to people and things like that.
I think when I'm grateful for something, I'm more appreciative of others.
Being grateful changes your mood.
You'll be more positive.
When I'm grateful, I'm more generous.
Does your age have anything to do with how grateful a person should be?
No.
Yes?
I don't think it really does, because it's more about how you're reflecting on that moment.
No, it doesn't. I think you can be grateful, whatever your situation is, whatever age you are as well.
I think the circumstances affect you more than your age.
I think you should always be grateful.
I think older people are more grateful because they have more experience in life.
Is there something in nature that you're really grateful for?
Bees.
Elephants.
Goats, they make great cheese.
Narwhals.
Coconuts.
Trees.
More coconuts.
The ocean.
All the coconuts.
Drop bears.
Skunks.
Trees, because you can breathe underneath them.
The jungle and rainforests.
The pattern of the waves.
The fact that we still have beautiful national parks in which we can enjoy nature.
Volcanoes.
The sun.
Mountains and rivers.
I don't know if this counts, but humans.
Can you tell me what a shark thought sounds like?
This just plain sucks.
Ugh, I hate this.
Seriously?
I hate school.
This is so annoying.
I'm bored.
This is the worst day of my life.
This is so boring and pointless.
Why me?
I can't believe this is happening to me. This is the worst thing ever. My Instagram account was deleted. Hashtag terrible.
I'm really stupid.
This is so unfair.
Why?
Oof.
Can you tell me what a dolphin thought sounds like?
Wow, this is fun.
Yay!
Not everything has to go my way all the time.
I may as well try it.
It'll be fine.
I can do this.
It's not about winning, it's about the game.
If I never had any troubles, I'd never get anywhere.
I can't do it yet.
In what ways do shark and dolphin thoughts impact your day?
They make my day better or worse?
Well, a shark thought would probably stick with me and it could ruin my day.
I think the way you see things can change everything.
Shark and dolphin thoughts affect the way you look back on your day and the experience you've had.
Shark thoughts can give you a grudge.
Well, shark thoughts might prevent you from doing things that you really want because you might not believe in yourself to do it. And dolphin thoughts might make you have a better day because you'll be believing in yourself more.
Which are you more grateful for? Ice cream or cheese?
Cheese. Ice cream.
Cheese.
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 No idea.
Ice cream.
Cheese.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
I'm not sure.
Ice cream.
Cheese.
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 I can't have either.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Cheese cream.
Thanks to the experts for those interesting ideas. Now it's time for a story from the animals. But get this. This story takes place in someone's brain.
Why
Rosalie, Elephant, where are you? No one seems to be talking.
I fell, Mood. What to do with you?
Desperately fighting the urge to throw something right now.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Who's that?
It's your wise owl. Breathe in, breathe out.
I've tried breathing calmly, but it's not working.
Then try meditating, my friend. Get into a comfortable position and make sure your eyes are closed or half closed. Now take 3 big breaths. Feel your belly rise and fall with every big breath you take. As you breathe in, imagine your breath traveling deep down into your belly. And if your mind gets distracted, just bring your attention back to your belly rising and falling.
I can't do this. Wise Owl, tell me what to do. Something other than breathing and meditating. That works sometimes, but not today.
Do you remember the story of the ring?
The what? I can't hear you.
A long time ago, there once lived a king who was always in extreme states of happiness and sadness. The slightest problem would cause him great sorrow and torture. His happiness would quickly crumble into hopelessness and despair. Finally, he couldn't take it anymore. He longed to find inner peace. He called for a wise person in his kingdom and asked them,
"Can you give me something that will bring balance, serenity, and wisdom into my life? I will pay any price."
The wise person responded to the king,
"I can help you, but your gold is not enough. Not even your whole kingdom would be enough to pay for this. Instead, I will give this to you as a gift, as long as you honor it."
"I will honor the gift, I promise."
The wise person presented the king with a beautiful box that had a simple ring inside with tiny words inscribed on it. It said, "This too shall pass." The king was confused.
"What does this mean?"
The wise person answered the king,
"Wear this ring always, and whatever happens to you, good or bad, touch this ring and read the inscription. That way you will always have peace."
Whoa, the animals are chatting again.
Wise Owl to Sifting City, please block out all distractions while we focus on understanding the meaning of that story. Do you read me?
Roger that, Wise Owl. Daydream has been turned off. Noisy sounds outside blocked. Sifting City to Guard Dog. What's your take on the story?
My take, you ask? It's gratitude. Always works a trick. Can you remember that, Elephant?
Just locking that in. Gratitude, super helpful. Anything to add, Wise Owl?
Yes, nothing lasts forever, even your cranky mood. So we must try and give it less power. And it works the other way too. The joyful, amazing times don't last forever either. So we should cherish them, appreciate them, and practice feeling thankful for every good moment that comes our way.
Keep listening to the Green Mind Podcast because we've got episodes on friendship, movement, courage, gratitude, stuff-ups, and how to be of benefit, with lots of ideas on how to keep your animals talking to each other.
And did you know there are lesson plans and colouring in sheets that go with each episode? You'll find them and more at greenmind.life. And remember, share the show with your friends. Thanks!